We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to a Marks and Reese on a Tuesday. I am John Marks. He is Ike Reese. What's up, Ike?
Holla at your boy. I'm here.
You are here.
I am.
Speaking of hollering, I think people are going to be hollering at me today because I'm going to have an unpopular opinion, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Well, that's right? Nothing new.
I know. It may risk my Philly guy status. Jack?
It's on brand.
Oh, you're doing so well, the Philly guy thing.
Can they take it away? Jack's speaking with his mask on right now. I have
no idea why.
Well, is there somebody in there with you?
Well, Ben's been in and out, and Ben's an older person, so I don't want to. You know.
Oh, for sure, yes.
I'm a team player.
I got a great idea. How about he just doesn't come in, and then you don't have to worry about it?
Listen, we're trying to set up the Phillies broadcast.
Oh, got you. All right, during our show. Great idea. Yeah, great
good
idea.
Job, good job.
Set up the Phillies broadcast. Starts in a year. Anyway, so yes, it's going to be an unpopular opinion, and you cannot take my Philly guy status away. At least I don't think you can. But this list that this dude from CBS Sports HQ came out with, that, I mean, he as far as I'm concerned, if I'm his boss, he earns his bonus for the year because he's got everybody talking about it. He's got Eagle fans mad. He puts out a top 10 list, and NFL head coaches, Belichick, Reed, John Harbaugh, Sean Payton, Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, Mike Tomlin, Pete Carroll, Doug Peterson, and Mike Zimmer. Doug at 9. You know, maybe a little low. Maybe he could be up at 8 or 7. But it seems like that most people are taking issue with Sean McVay being ahead of Doug Peterson. And listen, Doug Peterson's a very good coach. I'm happy to have him here in Philadelphia. He's a Super Bowl winner, right? But Sean McVay is a better head coach, and NFL GMs would take Sean McVay over Doug Peterson. And it's okay to admit that. It doesn't mean that you don't have a good coach in Philadelphia. Sean McVay's just better, and that's okay, Ike. All right, and I know people are going to be mad at me, and they're not going to want to say it, but I mean – Sean McVay's a very good head coach. Sean McVay's a better coach.
Why is he better than Doug?
Well, he just is. You know,
isn't going to cut it. I mean, when you tell me why is he better than Doug?
Doug took over a franchise that it was already established, that was already set up by Andy Reid, that already had a lot of experience. The owner, great owner, Howie Roseman. I mean, it's an established elite franchise in the NFL. He was able to take over a franchise that already had things figured out on how they're going to try to win. And a lot of that was started with Andy Reid some 20 years before, right? Or 15 years before.
Had the Rams won a Super Bowl?
Had they won a Super Bowl?
Yeah, before the Eagles.
When did they win a Super Bowl?
In 99.
Okay, so 20 years ago they won a Super Bowl. Okay, is anybody in that organization?
I don't know. I don't have the Rams personnel. I don't know. I'm just saying at least – I mean, there was a winning culture established there.
There's no winning culture when Sean McVay took over the Rams. They had moved cities. They have a different ownership group. They have different management. There's nobody that's left from that Super Bowl winning.
Well, they weren't the Cleveland Browns.
Well, I mean, they weren't. Maybe they weren't the Cleveland Browns, but they weren't the
Detroit Lions. I mean,
they were not a great franchise.
Jeff Fisher. Well, I mean, great is subjective. That's a subjective term. What does it take to be a great franchise? The Eagles just won a Super Bowl 3 years ago. Sitting here calling them great.
Yeah, great franchise.
Well, no, the 49ers or the Patriots are great.
The 49ers?
Yeah, the 49ers with 5 championships, yeah.
Okay, but again, that's different. That's different ownership. It's different management. It's different everything, right? So Sean McVay comes in, and he takes over an absolute dog crap franchise and instantly turns them into a success, instantly turns them into contenders in a very, very tough division, the NFC West. Instantly. 33-15 in his first 3 years in a much tougher division than the Eagles play in, all right? That's why he's better. Yes. Yes. Yes, the LA Rams, absolutely. Mm. When he took over, absolutely.
Oh, the LA Rams.
Yes.
Oh, not just the Rams.
The LA Rams, right.
That had Todd Gurley.
Yes, Todd Gurley's a good player.
And Aaron Donald.
Okay, what was the record?
And Jared Goff.
What was the Rams' record the year before he came
in? No, I'm just saying they had talent, that's all. I don't know what the record was the year before. I don't know. The coach got fired. I would imagine it wasn't that great. I mean, it's not like Doug came here and took over at 12-14. They fired the coach prior to Doug coming in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did. But they had also been in the playoffs just a couple of years before that. They were 4-12 in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sean McVay comes.
That's what got Jeff Fisher fired.
Sean McVay comes in and 11-5. The following season, 13-3. And then last season, they didn't make the playoffs, but they still finished at 9-7.
By the way, they were 4-12 because Nick Foles was part of that quarterback trio out there.
Oh, he can't.
And if Sean McVay
he was part of that trio out there.
If Sean McVay was the head coach of the Rams when Nick Foles was there, they would have been a much better team. Sean McVay is.
I thought he could only play here.
Sean McVay. Well, with Sean McVay, sure.
Oh, Doug got him to win a Super Bowl.
Who would you rather have, Carson Wentz or Jared Goff?
Who would I rather have?
I mean, who would anybody
well,
rather
have? That's a
rhetorical
question.
Who would anybody yes. rather have? Right.
So, well, I don't know. Some of you put Goff in front of Wentz. So is Joe Santagiglio.
So
you guys would rather have Goff.
So Sean McVay has a quarterback that's not very good, right, but still continues
no, he's just
to
not
lead
better
them.
Than Wentz. He's just not better than Wentz. To say he's not very good is unfair. He is. I mean, the guy did go to a Super Bowl.
He did. How did he play in the Super Bowl?
He played terrible.
He was terrible in the Super Bowl, right.
Okay, these aren't the arguments that you use when you put him ahead of Wentz, though.
Sean McVay.
These aren't the arguments you use when you put him ahead of
right,
Wentz,
so,
though.
So let's just do this. Who, in your
I'm
opinion.
I'm here tell me Jared Goff is like he the bottom of the barrel quarterback. Come on now.
Isn't this convenient?
He's
this
a
convenient?
Middle
now
of the
now
road
he's
quarterback.
Now
no,
he's good.
He's a middle of the road quarterback. There's a difference between being a good quarterback and being a terrible quarterback. Yeah, Jared Goff's not terrible.
Middle of the road quarterback. Sean McVay is 33-15 in three seasons. He also has a GM that
most
has made
of those wins
terrible
came in the
moves.
First 2 years with a stacked roster. A GM has made terrible moves. You don't win without those players. Without the Brandon Cooks, without the Sammy Watkins, without the Jalen Ramsey, the
bad
guys,
contracts, all
the guys,
bad that, contracts.
You still don't get to the Super Bowl without those guys.
Right, and now 9-7 with bad contracts. Now he's needing to start over. Now he's needing to do
yeah.
this without
let's
Todd
see how good he
hurt.
Is. Let's see
he's
how
gone.
Good he is now.
Oh, I know how good he's going to be.
Yeah, well, how good was he last year?
9-7. How good were the Eagles last year?
Well, who had a better roster? Who had a better roster?
Last year?
Yeah, last year.
Let me think about that.
Yeah, you don't have to think about it. The Rams
592-94-94, much tougher division.
The Rams were actually in playoff position and couldn't close the deal.
Bad division. Great division, NFC West. Bad division with the Eagles. They needed to beat up on tomato cans
great
to
division.
Make the playoffs. Yes!
Why is the NFC West great? What have they won?
Seahawks?
When's the last time they won?
So who's the better division?
When's the last time? That's not what you said. You said it was a great division.
How would you term the division?
You said it was a great division. Better than the NFC East. But it's not like he's going up against teams that are winning the Super Bowl. If anything, I would say a division that Jimmy Garoppolo can win can't be that damn great. And the best quarterback in the division, he don't want a playoff game because he beat Josh McCown.
Mm-hmm.
The last time he won a playoff game. Russell Wilson.
Yeah, San Francisco 13
San Francisco,
wins. Seattle 11 wins. Yes, last year.
Yeah, what were they the year before that?
San Francisco wasn't very good the year before that.
And the year before that, were they?
Seattle was.
What
Seattle
was
is every
good?
Year.
What, 9-7?
What?
10-6?
Seattle?
Yeah.
They're not in the playoffs every
they're
year?
They're winning a bad division with Arizona, the Rams, the 49ers.
Okay, if you want to say the NFC East
they
is a better division than the West,
I didn't say that. I said that you are classifying that as a great division when it's really not a great division. You're sitting here poo-pooing the quarterback. Nobody likes Jimmy Garoppolo as a quarterback. Why is the division so great?
Because it is. What do you mean? San Francisco's a great team. You expect them to be bad this year, San Francisco?
They don't have to be bad.
All right, can we go
can
over
you
the...
be good more than 1 year before we start classifying people great?
Let's do this. Can we
I
go
mean,
over
man, have we not learned that with the Eagles?
So Bell
you go to the Super Bowl 1 year and blow the game and all of a sudden they're a great team?
Belichick should be ranked ahead of Doug, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Andy Reid.
Yes.
Harbaugh. John Harbaugh.
Yes.
Sean Payton.
And quite frankly, Harbaugh only because of tenure. Harbaugh doesn't call plays.
He almost got fired 2 years ago.
He doesn't call plays.
So you have to call plays to
A coach who actually had to put together the game plan and make decisions in game on the fly, that's a harder job than Mike Tomlin sitting over there with a headset on.
Yeah, I agree.
Or John Harbaugh sitting over there with a headset
on. Okay, so take Harbaugh off that.
Sean
Payton.
Yeah, he's better than Sean Payton, who blew a game at home this past year to Kirk Cousins. Sean Payton been living off his reputation. When's the last time he won a big game? Blew the NFC Championship game against these very Rams
at
home.
He was that coach by Sean McVay.
At home. Blew that game. No, his quarterback turned the ball over. But I'm saying he blew the game at home when they could have lost the week before to Nick Foles.
Kyle Shanahan.
Sean Payton.
Kyle Shanahan.
What about him?
Does he belong ahead of Doug Peterson in this list?
No. What has Kyle Shanahan won?
Mike Tomlin. He made it to the Super Bowl and lost last year.
Oh, that's right. I forget everybody that makes it to the Super Bowl.
Mike Tomlin.
Great coach.
Mike Tomlin.
Didn't Bill Callahan make it to the Super Bowl?
With the Raiders, yes.
Yeah. Didn't Brian Billick make it? He won one. Hadn't had a job since he won the Super Bowl.
Pete Carroll.
No.
So where's Doug on your list? 5, 4?
I would put him 3.
Three. Jack, what do you think?
I mean, Bill Belichick and Andy Reid.
Sean McVay or Doug Peterson. We're in Philadelphia, so I expect the majority of people are going to say that you take Doug Peterson, and I get that. But if you ask the majority of NFL GMs, how many are saying they take Doug Peterson over Sean McVay, I'd say the answer is 0.
Oh, I disagree with that.
Well, they want a real head coach.
I mean, yeah,
Doug's
I disagree
a real head
with that.
Coach.
I mean, Sean McVay looks good on the sideline.
Yeah,
and
he's pretty handsome.
He got the hair and all that nonsense going. But I didn't see Doug Peterson going up licking the boots of Bill Belichick before the game like Sean McVay was. That's why he got his butt roasted in the Super Bowl. Before the game, he's mic'd up. Oh, coach. Oh, I'm so honored. Oh, coach. I'm so honored. Yeah, you went out there and scored 3 points because you're in awe. What did Doug Peterson do? I don't know. Let's run a fake practice because we know they cheat. Let's run a fake practice with a bunch of fake plays so in case they're recording our plays, they'll have the wrong plays. And then we'll open up a can of whoop-ass on them in the Super Bowl. That's what Doug Peterson did. Philly special. That's what Doug Peterson did.
Philly special was Nick.
To Bill Belichick. No, it was Doug Peterson.
You want Philly?
He was running a fullback dive on that play.
No, we don't know what he was running.
He didn't know either.
He had to get it okay for the Philly special.
McVay or Peterson, Jack?
Oh, man.
Oh, it's Doug. I mean, Sean McVay's Chip Kelly 2.0.
Hey, I not even bring up the fact he's beaten me twice in L.A.
215-592-9494.
I heard a caller on the last show, well, you can't really use head-to-head matchups. No, why would I use those?
I agree with the caller.
In Doug's favor.
So what else can you use?
But if Sean McVay had beaten Doug twice, that would be brought up.
Quarterback play. I mean,
what about the quarterback play? Beat him with a backup quarterback.
Exactly. 215-592-9494 with Nick.
Yeah, he beat him with Carson, too.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Better quarterbacks. Right? He's got better quarterbacks. Sean McVay's got nothing.
No, you're right. He's got the number one overall pick in the draft.
215-592-9494.
The number one overall pick in the draft. You're right. It's Gardner Minshew. He's out there coaching.
Who would you have picked number one overall?
You keep asking me rhetorical questions.
The
point of me bringing it up is you're trying to make a case like Sean McVay is coaching with no talent. That's the point you're trying to make that I'm not going to allow you to make.
He's coaching with less of a quarterback.
I'm not going to allow you to make.
You know it.
Who's had more talent on their roster? Who's made more trades? Aaron Donald. You got the best defensive player in the game on your team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You got 3-time defensive player of the year.
Eagles have a great offensive line. Right? 2 great tight ends. 215-592-9494.
We don't have a player that can sniff Aaron Donald.
Mark's
and that's all due respect to my man, Fletcher Cox. He ain't in the same class as Aaron Donald.
We'll come back with some phone calls. We also have more Real Muto discussions to have. Todd Zalecki's going to join us later on Real Muto and the
Another
Phillies.
Wrong side of the argument you're on.
Mark's and Reese on 94 WIP. Back with your phone calls.
Trying to look for you. Like, you know, man, so much respect for you.
Likewise. It's been interesting to be able to study for these couple of weeks. Yeah. That's really good. You got a lot of good stuff.
Appreciate you saying that. Feelings are mutual. I mean, just the way that you guys are able to shift your identity and really still be able to figure it out. I mean, week in and week out, it's unbelievable, man. It's really a credit to you guys. So much respect.
You guys are playing good now. we'll catch up in the offseason.
Yeah, no, I look forward to that. It'd be great. It's pretty wild, though, but looking forward to catching up. But really, so much respect for you and the way you do it, man. You're what's right about coaching.
Thank you.
Appreciate you, Coach.
There you go, Ike.
Man, I mean, my God. Dude, say that for after the game at midfield, after you kick his butt.
Oh, man.
My God. It's okay to, you know, coaches meet at half field and you pay them mutual respect before the game while your teams are warming up. That's all fine and dandy. And you don't need to sit there and talk about Bill Belichick like he's never heard these compliments before. Did you see Bill Belichick? You needed to see the video to see his facial expression when he was really looking at him like, dude, I'm about to lay the smackdown on you. Yeah, you don't even know. You're over here worshiping and praising. Yeah, I'm getting ready to shut this whole thing down today.
Meanwhile, Doug didn't do that, right?
Mm-mm.
He didn't?
Mm-mm. Doug said, we coming in here, guns a-blazing.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's true.
Sean McVay, 3 points in the Super Bowl. Doug went up and down the field on Bill Belichick.
With Nick Foles.
With Nick Foles.
Yeah, he's lucky. He and
my
Nick Foles.
God.
Is Doug Peterson a top five head coach in the NFL? That's the question that Jack put out on Twitter.
That's a no-brainer.
Mark's Jewelers, it's brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. In Montgomeryville, PA, they're open for business. Shop the region's best selection of diamond engagement rings online. Their website, marks-jewelers.com. Is he a top five coach?
See, anybody can coach when things are going well, when you got all your players available to you, your players are playing at a high level. All these guys you drafted high in the first round, they should be playing at a high level. You stunk for years. You got good players. They should be playing at a high level.
Yeah, they weren't until McVay came in there.
Yeah. No, they were young. Goff had only been there 1 year. He didn't even really get the player's rookie year. He didn't know where the sun sets and where it rises at. Yeah, I'll never forget that. But when he lost Todd Gurley, didn't look all that well then. Didn't look all that good then.
Well, I mean, Todd Gurley got hurt.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
What, two years ago?
What happened when Doug players get hurt?
What happened when Doug's players get hurt?
Yeah.
They
Super Bowl and back-to-back playoff appearances.
And play well. Right.
Has anybody lost more players than Doug Peterson in the last 3 years? We lost players in the first year Doug was here. We just didn't give a damn. And we don't even remember those players. They were all bad. Mm. Didn't Lane Johnson miss most of that year?
I don't know if that was injury-related, though.
I'm just saying, we lost him, though. Doug loses players. He wasn't playing.
He was suspended.
That's my only point. My only point is Doug's been losing players, good players, every year.
Doug's a good coach?
No, he's a better coach than Sean McVay. He's a better coach than Mike Tomlin, who does nothing as well, doesn't call any plays.
Okay.
Who else? Who else on there in front of him?
Sean Payton.
Sean Payton.
Harbs.
Still living off reputation.
Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll. Come on, man. Pete Carroll.
I mean, come on, man.
Break, man.
Pete Carroll's had a great career.
He's lucky he has Russell Wilson. That's what Pete Carroll is lucky.
215-592-9494.
Built a defense 10 years ago. Whenever it was he built that defense, they won with it. And ever since those players have gone, the defense ain't as good anymore. And Russell Wilson carries the team by himself, basically, thanks to Pete Carroll.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jay in West Philly. Uh-oh, what's up, Jay? How are you?
Johnny Advil, man, I swear, I think you're doing stuff to make my head hurt, man. Stuff saying don't make no sense.
What does it make
sense? Really don't. You talk about he beat this dude twice mm-hmm. on his field. He had home field advantage
mm-hmm.
on his court with all these better players. He got the most dominant defensive player in the league, had one of the top five running backs in the league.
Mm-hmm.
But you just say, why, Sean McVay, because he's the boy wonder, he's a poster child.
Let me ask you a question.
Let me ask you this.
In the NFL, after Sean McVay came in, and Doug Peterson did win a Super Bowl in 2017, was there a run on, hey, we need to find the next Doug Peterson by NFL teams? Let's find the next Doug Peterson. There wasn't.
How many of those next Sean McVays won anything?
Well, Matt LaFleur had a pretty good first year, didn't he?
Yeah, and he lost in the playoffs, right?
Okay, so you have to win a Super Bowl or it doesn't count? Like, Doug Peterson also lost in the playoffs. Doug Peterson lost in the playoffs, too, last year.
Oh, hold on. Real quick, Jay. When you want to bring that up, how many coaches changed their approach to coaching after 2017 when Crusher Doug led his team to a Super Bowl going for it on fourth down with regularity that year?
I don't think many.
What? Teams don't even punt anymore when it's fourth and two.
Crusher,
that's all because of Doug started that. When we were criticizing him for not punting the ball at times, Doug was going for it because the analytics said you got a better chance if you go for it on fourth down as opposed to punting. Plenty of coaches start doing it.
So the great organization that said, let's have analytics on what we should do here, and, oh, let's use that. So the organization told him to do that, huh?
Doug was doing it.
This is the same organization that hired Chip Kelly.
Right, and the same organization that fired him and hired Doug Peterson, right?
Yeah, and tell me about McVay. What has he done, sir?
What's he done? He's 35-15 over the last three seasons, his first three seasons. They took a 4-12 team into a playoff team.
A weak division, right?
A weak division?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Seattle, San Francisco, and Arizona. Weak division?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really? Weak division?
Seattle was beating up on – they was calling – the 49ers, Felicia. They was beating up on the Rams.
Exactly. The Rams, the Cardinals, and the 49ers. Seattle feasted on those teams.
Mm-hmm. When? Last year?
No, last
2018?
Year. 2018? No, all those years when the Seattle Seahawks were the only team making the playoffs out of that division.
But we're not talking about those years. We're talking about since McVay got there. Jay?
Us, right?
Huh?
Our division hasn't been a repeat winner since us. Five.
There's two teams in this. There's two teams in this division, Jay. There's two teams in the division. The Cowboys that are 8-8, and the Eagles.
How many was in Seattle division for all those years? They had the number one pick for a reason.
All what years? We're not talking
they
about.
They had the number one pick for a reason.
Who
told me they were
San Francisco just got good last year.
Thank you, Jay. Yes, they won 13 games last year. They going anywhere?
They just got good last year.
All right. They brought in a young head coach. That their quarterback got hurt the first year. They bounced back last year.
No, you're trying to tell me how strong this division is.
Yes, right now.
They just got – it's convenient that you say that
and
right
last
now.
Year.
It's convenient that you say that right now. Let me take you back to McVay's first year when they got smoked in the playoffs.
When they got smoked.
Did they even win a game in the playoffs that year?
I don't know.
Did they lose to the Falcons?
Yes. How about that at home to the Atlanta Falcons? How does Sean McVay look then?
The team that went to the Super Bowl?
No, the team that lost to the Falcons in his first
year. No, I'm saying the Falcons are the team that went to the Super
Bowl.
No,
the Eagles went to the Super Bowl. The Falcons
2017.
Came here, yes. He's only been there 3 years.
Yes, 3 years, 35-15.
Mm-hmm. So he lost in the first round his first year. They made it to the Super Bowl last year based on a bad call in New Orleans, right? Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they made it to the Super Bowl that year, and then this year they didn't make the playoffs.
They did not, 9-7.
So let's see. Let's take that with the same as Doug Peterson, because you keep bringing up Sean McVay's record.
Yes.
Let's see. In his rookie year, Doug won the Super Bowl while also beating Sean McVay to clinch a playoff spot in Los Angeles. The second year, the Eagles made the playoffs after losing their starting quarterback, go to L.A. in a pivotal game that they have to have in order to make the playoffs and beat Sean McVay on Sunday Night Football. In his third year, he loses damn near everybody on the offensive side of the football that's meaningful other than his tight ends and his quarterback, and they make the playoffs. At the same time, the Rams are in a playoff race. What did the Rams look like when they went to Dallas?
When, last year? I don't remember.
I do. They laid an egg.
Okay, what did the Eagles look like when they were 5-7 last year?
I'm talking about the playoff stretch run.
Okay.
When the games were at its most important and the Rams still had a chance to get in the playoffs. Both the Eagles and the Rams. As a matter of fact, the Rams probably had a better record at the time than the Eagles had. At this time, as the Eagles were trying to catch the Dallas Cowboys with no players, the Rams were still in the playoff hunt. And they folded like a cheap lawn chair with Cover Boy 2.0, head coach and quarterback. They folded down the stretch because neither one of them could get it done.
The quarterback sucks.
Yeah. The same quarterback that had him in the Super Bowl the year before. Same quarterback that had him in the Super Bowl the year before. I'm talking about both of them. The coach and the quarterback folded like a cheap lawn chair coming down the stretch and couldn't win the meaningful games to get themselves into the playoffs last year. The Eagles had the same obstacles with as not many good players. Doug Peterson was able to get his team in the playoffs for the third straight year.
Who'd he beat in those games?
For the third straight year. He beat the teams that were remaining on his schedule.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't matter that they beat two teams that had seven combined
How
wins.
How about this? He beat the Cowboys, the team the Rams lost to.
Mm-hmm. He did. At home, right?
Yeah.
Okay. They were on the road. Rams were on the road. How did Doug do the first half of the year with how he was coaching up Carson and what he wanted to do? How was that offense the first half of the year?
Not good.
Okay. Oh, so Doug didn't do a great job coaching.
Oh, do I need to go through the Rams' scores to figure out whether or not Sean McVay was clicking on all cylinders? I mean, they went 9-7. He couldn't have been clicking on all cylinders too often.
Right, but Doug went 9-7 too.
Yeah, without an Aaron Donald, without a Todd Gurley, without a Cooper Kupp, without a Robert Woods. I mean, without those caliber of players, he still got the same record.
With Carson Wentz, though.
Yeah, you're damn right with Carson Wentz.
Okay, with Carson Wentz.
You're damn right.
Okay.
But this is not a battle between Wentz and Goff. That's a non-argument
I would say
that you try to make at times. Now we're talking about the two coaches. One coach has been in the playoffs three straight years, won a Super Bowl, and has gone 2-0 against the other coach. But yet, still, you're trying to tell me 35 and whatever his record is somehow makes him better
quarterback
than Doug
play,
Peterson.
Quarterback play matters. Quarterbacks matter. Let's go to Hassan, Strawberry Mansion. Hassan, how are you?
Glad you realize quarterbacks matter.
Oh, that's it.
Hassan. Hassan, hello.
He's not ready.
Lord. All right. Let's go to Tony. Tony in Wilmington. Tony, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I'm a lifelong Rams fan, I'm from Los Angeles. But, you know, I agree with Ike last year that they did fold like a lawn chair
mm-hmm.
when they played Dallas. Mm-hmm. But you got to also remember last year, they lost three out of the five starting offensive linemen. Two went to free agent, one retired. And two that replaced them, they got hurt in the beginning of the year. So
yeah,
I can't do nothing
about injuries. I don't know. Has anybody been hurt more than the Eagles over the last 3 years? No,
and I'm
no
not
other
arguing
team.
That point. I'm not arguing that point, but you had a great – Can you rank what's more important, offensive line or
skill position guys? No, yeah. Offensive line. Offensive line is more important.
So if you lose that, isn't that going to affect your team?
Well, if you don't have good coaching, you don't have good backups. I mean, like when the Eagles lost Hall of Fame left tackle Jason Peters in the year they went to the Super Bowl, didn't slow down the train. Locomotives were still running through the NFL.
I'm not saying your argument is not valid. Your argument is very valid.
Mm.
I wouldn't have cried if Doug Peterson won Coach of the Year the year McVay did because he had a great year.
Got robbed that year.
Coach McVay
got robbed.
But I'm not going to call him pretty boy and everything because it's just that's homerism. That's that I mean they both had great years. They both
Oh, Tony, you know he's a cover boy. You know he's a cover boy. He's got the hair going on over there.
He's handsome for sure.
He's in L.A. He's a cover boy.
He's a good coach, too.
He is a good coach. See, that's the thing. I never said he wasn't a good coach. I'm not going to do what the camera was doing in the midday show. I'm not going to say he's not a top 10 coach. He's just not a better coach than Doug Peterson. That's what I'm saying.
Mm.
Wow. He may be a good offensive coordinator. His play calling. Oh, boy, genius. Play calling. Huh. It's funny. Bill Belichick figured out a way to hold it to 3 points.
Yeah, when his quarterback looked like a deer in the headlights. Oh, man, I mean, it's very – now all of a sudden Jared Goff's great. I've heard for 2 years how
Jared Goff is great?
But – You were just saying that he's a good quarterback.
He is a good quarterback.
Oh, no, I mean, come on, man. You've been saying the opposite for the last 2 years.
No, I haven't.
Yes.
No, what I've been saying is he's not better than Carson Wentz.
Right. So
that hasn't changed. That hasn't changed. I have not said anything different.
So I think the question that you really want to ask is what would the Rams look like with Carson Wentz as their quarterback? And what would the Eagles look like with Jared Goff as the quarterback?
No,
I think that's how you can figure out the debate here.
Oh, now you want to use Wentz to try to help your argument.
No, but what about if Goff was here? What about if Goff was here?
What about it?
Would the Eagles be good?
Yes.
Would the Eagles be a Super Bowl team?
I guess. I don't know. Yes.
No.
This team would be screwed if we had Jared Goff.
Thank you, Jack.
No, I don't know that.
Come on, I throw better football than Jared Goff.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
McVay.
But this ain't about Jared Goff. You want to keep making it about Jared Goff because that's your excuse for Sean McVay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you bring up his record. You can't have it both ways. You can't tell me he's 35 and 15 or whatever.
33 and 15.
33 and 15 and then tell me the quarterback is the reason he's not any good.
With an average quarterback.
Oh, my God.
He's 33 and 15.
An average quarterback.
Let's try Hassan again. Hassan, how are you?
I'm good, fellas. Good afternoon.
What's up, Hassan?
Not much. You almost brought me back to your side when you start comparing the offensive coordinators. But then I thought that, well, damn, that's all Doug basically is.
Sure. Damn, and you can make that argument.
And if they're both offensive coordinators and McVay's the better coordinator, got to say he's the better coach.
No, you don't, because here's why I'm going to give you the tiebreaker. Doug is a better motivator. Doug can get his players to step up and rise to the occasion. That's also a part of being a head coach. Yeah, a lot of guys are smart in the boardroom. You tell them to go up on the board and draw you X's and O's. Yeah, they can do that. What happens when players go down? What happens when you don't have Todd Gurley? Do your players still believe in you? Are they rallying behind you when it's late in the year and you need to step up and win a big game? Who would you rather have, Doug Peterson or Sean McVay?
I give you that because Doug's best thing he got is the way he motivates that team. That's the best thing he got going for him.
I mean, listen, they got John Harbaugh. What do you think John Harbaugh is good at? Motivating. He's damn sure not good at calling plays because he doesn't call plays.
Son, let me ask you a question.
John Harbaugh knows how to lead a locker room.
He's a good leader.
He knows how to get players to play at their best. That's why he's on this list, not because he calls plays. Or he's diagramming plays.
He's
not.
The winning, I mean, he's just had a – no, he's not an offensive coach. Hassan, how was the
– not a defensive coach.
How was that?
I mean, you could be a defensive coach and be the head coach.
But let me ask you, how was that motivation last year when they went down to Miami and Brandon Graham said guys didn't show up? How was the motivation then?
Crazy.
Well, guys didn't show up on his side of the ball, so maybe Jim Schwartz is not a good motivator. I think the offense scored 30 points that game, didn't they?
They scored points, yeah. Oh, so it's just the offense. It's not the whole team. It's just the offense he's responsible for.
No, you brought up Brandon Graham in the Miami game.
Right, but you're talking about motivating.
Yeah.
He didn't motivate his team that day.
Yeah, maybe Jim Schwartz needed to motivate the defense. I mean, Doug had the offense ready to go.
It's the defensive coordinator's fault. It's not the head coach's fault. Okay.
You brought up a particular game.
Yes.
Are we blaming Doug in that game? It wasn't Doug that dropped the ball. That was Zach Ertz.
I'm not blaming Doug, but
Zach Ertz dropped that pass.
If we're talking about motivating players to play, that was a game where apparently the motivation didn't work or didn't happen.
What about the next 5 weeks?
What about the next 5 weeks?
Yeah.
Well, I know the last 4 weeks of the season when they won,
that got them into the playoffs. That was the fifth week.
But the results, I forgot. I can't use the players.
You can use the result of the playoff game. I mean, they were actually in the game.
The playoff game?
The playoff game.
I'm not even gonna, because that was with a broken down backup quarterback.
But the coach had him in the game.
Yeah, I mean,
we're talking about the coach.
Had him in the game.
I'm sorry. Was that a one possession loss?
But that must have been the defense, right? That must have been Jim Schwartz because the defense actually held him.
Oh, the defense held him.
Yes.
Okay. That's not the point I'm making. My point is that I only said 5 weeks. I said the playoffs. That's the only reason why I brought up the 5 weeks. He had him in the game. That's all. As the coach, he had him in the game.
215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494.
Who else do I need to whack on this list? Pete Carroll. Who else?
Well, so Pete Carroll's been asking for this since he.
Yeah, like, who else do I need to whack on this list, man?
As Andy Tom points out on Twitter,
Mike
Doug
Tomlin
has never beaten Pete Carroll head to head.
No, that's true.
Yeah, the Eagles, I feel like
they never do well.
Yeah, no, that's true. They haven't. I got no argument against that.
215-592-9494. So what started all this? The dude from CBS HQ gives his explanation on why he has McVay over Doug Peterson. And we'll take more phone calls.
I got to figure out why McVay. You still haven't given me a good reason.
Sure I have.
No, you haven't.
He's got a below average quarterback.
Oh, that's right. That's your reason.
Yes, and he took over a terrible franchise. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. We're back after this with the explanation on why McVay's better than Peterson.
Yeah, that don't really fly, yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.